Game 2 of the doubleheader, the Brewers and Cardinals on Tuesday. Welcome back, Marco Gonzalez, making his first start since September of 2015 after missing all of last year with Tommy John surgery. Jimmy Nelson starting for Milwaukee. It would also be a milestone day for Brewers rookie Lewis Brinson. He's up at the top of the third inning facing Gonzalez.
Little slow roller up the third baseline. Tough play, and it's bobbled by Garcia, and there's your first big league knock for Lewis Brinson.
Aguilar watching this one fly, and there it goes, a home run for Jesus Aguilar. That's way back, and Shaw will watch it go. Another home run. Back to back go the Brewers.
Carpenter drives one deep right center field, and the Cardinals have tied the game. Here's the pitch. Line drive center field. It's down for a base hit. They're going to wave Santana. Here comes the throw from Pham. It's way offline. Shaw delivers. He gives the Brewers a 6-5 lead.
The Brewers gain a split of the doubleheader, picking up an 8-5 win in the nightcap. Milwaukee right-hander Jimmy Nelson went 5 2/3, but he's no decision. He's still winless in 11 career games, 10 starts against the Cardinals. Marco Gonzalez lasted just 3 1/3 innings for St. Louis. The Brewers able to gain a split of the doubleheader against St. Louis on Tuesday, picking up an 8-5 win in the nightcap after being shut out in the first game 6-0. Here's Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Certainly, the last couple of games we've struggled a little bit in the second game. This was, to me, you know, it wasn't the biggest number we've put on the board, but as good of offensive game as we've had this year, for sure. The eighth inning was, you know, great at bats up and down the lineup. Was really impressive. Hit some home runs, and then we put together just a good rally with great at-bats in the eighth. He struggled with his command. It was kind of evident, and we laid off some stuff, which is, you know, easier said than done when a guy's throwing that hard. So, you know, I give all those guys credit. That, Domingo, Aguilar, and then HP, Travis Shaw, Manny Pino, just outstanding at-bats. You know, it's funny. I was in the last at-bat in Arizona on Sunday. We were kind of debating whether to pinch hit for him and just give him a little break because he was struggling, and he hits that homer. We said, we got to get him going. Hits that homer, and then since then the at-bats have been, you know, significantly better. And, you know, that's key on, obviously, when he gets going, he's, you know, he can do a lot of damage. And he's, you know, looks like he's in one of those molds right now. So it's good. We need one of those. We need some of our guys to kind of get going like that.
The series wraps up on Wednesday with Mike Leake pitching for St. Louis. Matt Garza starts for Milwaukee.